So it could still be that this first din that says a grusha cannot receive haksuba only in front of Beis Din, it's not a kasha anula, because this din is going only according to Reb Shimon. For the Gemara, no, it can't go according to Reb Shimon. Because Hanami Tanina, we learned this anyway from our Mishnah. So why does he have to say it a second time for? Says now Mishnah, Kol She'ein La Mizoinois. Anytime she does not collect the Yamona, cannot collect Mizoinois, then she does not have a right to sell it without Beis Din. So the Kura Kashru Vasuyamai, what does the Mishnah mean to include? Like Rav Shimon already said, Minerisin. And he says, Huadin Kol Zaman, there's no Mizoinois. What does he mean to include? Lav Lasuya Grusha. Doesn't he mean to also include a case of a grusha? Lavdavka, she's an amona. Lavdavka, minerisin. Even minanasuyin, even if they lived together before. But since the husband now gives his wife a get, so the locker is she does not receive mezonos, so therefore she does not have a right to collect taksuba without Beis Din. So if so, the Mishnah said it already, why does Shimon have to say it a second time for? So Morris says, lo, no, maybe that's not Pshat in our Mishnah here. Lasuya megureshes v'ena megureshes. Could be our Mishnah comes to include a case where a husband threw a get to his wife, but it's a suffix, it's a doubt whether the get is really good or not. We have a doubt whether the get was closer to her or closer to him. And Kid Reb Zera, like Reb Zera says, Mura says, Kid Reb Zera. The Yomer Reb Zera says, Komo kom she'amru megureshes, v'ena megureshes. Anytime you have such a case like this, where the husband threw a get to his wife, and we have a doubt if she's really megureshes or not, if the get is chal or not, so locher is like this. Baal chay b'mazoneseho. Even though it's a suffix, maybe the get really is good, and then lemaisa she does not deserve to have mazones, but since there's a suffix, a doubt, maybe the get is no good, and lemaisa the wife now, she's not allowed to remarry anybody else, so therefore the husband has to feed her, has to support her, has to give her mazones. But that's only calls the man, the husband is alive. Let's say the husband dies, and now it's a shiloh, does the yisoimim, the people that yashin him, do they have to pay him mezonos? So then to be moitzi mezonos from the yashin, then since it's a suffix, it's a doubt, that maybe lemaisa the get was a good get. And if the get was a good get, now that the husband died, she is allowed to remarry. I mean, she could remarry anyway. She could remarry anyway now. But I call upon him, there's a doubt that maybe the first get was a good get. And if the first get was a good get, then she does not have a right to collect mezonos from the yorshim. So therefore, from a suffix, she doesn't have a right to get the money from the mezonos. Get mezonos from the yorshim. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means to include. In the case of a suffix, megureshes, that she can't collect taksuba. She doesn't get mezonos, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. But our koponim is good, well, it could be Reb Shimon had to say in another brisa that the lacha regular grusha also has no right to collect taksuba shaloi b'fnei Beis Din. So therefore, so far there's no kasha on Ula. The Mor says, Toshima, come and bring another proof, like who was right, Ula or Reb Yechanan. Toshima says, Kishem shema chere shaloi b'Beis Din, the same way the wife, the Amona, has the right to sell this property for ksuba. Without asking Beis Din, kach yosheho yoshe ksuboso moichem shloi b'Beis Din. Even in the case where the amona dies, and ho yoshem, ho kids, or ho mishpacha is coming to collect the ksuba, so you also have a right to sell the husband's property without going to Beis Din. Not only ho the amona, even ho yoshem. This is the kasha now. Bishleim lamandi yom lefishe nor demerisa shittas baz ishta b'Beis Din. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason is that Mustame was the will of the husband, that he would not want to have to see his wife to go to Beis Din. If so, the svar is giheicha di ihi lo nichalei that is bazei, the same way the husband would not want his wife, the widow, to have to go to Beis Din, it's an embarrassment for him. I tell you, Yosheho Namilo Nichalei, the Livzei. The same way the husband would also not want to see her Yoshem, her kids, or her brother have to go to Beis Din to be embarrassed. So that's why they could collect without going through Beis Din. But Achuras Kasha, according to Ula, Elalaman Diyoma, Mishum Chino, it's a special Svara. We want ladies to find it nice. The men, that we want to have it nice in the eyes of ladies, what men do, so therefore we want to make it easy for a lady to collect a ksuba. If so, what svar does this apply when the amona dies and her sons come in yashin or her brothers come in yashin? They're not ladies? So if so, there's no chayin there. So how come they have a right to collect a ksuba? Shloi b'fnei Beis Din? Chorot akash shanula. And this the Gemara says no. Tirgum ma'ula. Ula can answer himself, Kagoin she Yerushasa Bita Oyachoisa. We're talking about when the Amona dies now, she only has a daughter left over. So her daughter, it's a girl that's coming to collect the ksuba, or else she only has a sister. I'll call upon him, since the girls, and girls are still applying the Svar of Chayn, we want to make it easy in their eyes to see the way it's easy to collect the ksuba, therefore they'll agree easy to get married. So therefore there's no cash anula, we don't come out to a clear up shot, what's the reason why they could collect the ksuba, shalei b'fnei bezdin. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if mochro ksubosa? Let's say an isha, even when she's married to a husband, she wants money, so she sells her ksuba to somebody else, or else she only sold part of the ksuba. What's going to be mishkin ksubosa? Let's say she gave her ksuba away from Ashkin, or else only part of the ksuba she gave away from Ashkin. Or else nosna ksubosa liacher. She gave away her ksuba for a present to somebody else. As if to say, like, even though they're married now, but let's say the husband dies, the husband gives her a gift, this other person has a right to collect the ksuba. Oy miktsasa, or else she only gave away part of the ksuba. So lochur is now loy timcher es hashar ela bebezdin. In such a case, where she sold, let's say, half of the ksuba, so she only has a right now to collect the other half of the ksuba, the lochur is she could only do this but when she sells it through bezdin. Now she doesn't have a right to collect it for herself, to sell the property by herself. Again, the same case, now her husband dies, so now she becomes an amona. Now she wants to collect the rest of the ksuba, so she wants to sell the property. So lachar is, she can't sell the property only in front of Bezdin. As the Gemara can explain, this goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, because the lachar is that if she received already part of her ksuba, the lachar is that she does not get mezainis anymore. So like Reb Shimon said before, since she doesn't get mezainis, she can't collect her ksuba only in front of Bezdin. But that's from Shimon Shita. That's the Tanakama. The Chachamim Moim Nechomim say no. Moicheresi Afilu Abo V'Chamisha Pomim. She has a right to sell even 4 or 5 times. In other words, even though she got paid up a miksas already, she has a right now to still sell the property for a ksuba, the rest of the property, even Shleib B'Fnei Bezdin. Taitu Moicheres Lemizoinois Shleib B'Fnei. Who would then in a case where she did not sell a ksuba at all? So she has a right to get mezainos. The same thing, when she sells the property to receive mezainos, she could do it even shleib b'fnei bezdin. But when she sells the property for her mezainos, for kaiseva, she has to write down le mezainos machati, that I sold this property for mezainos. Now, ugrusha, the Mishnah says, lo timcher ela bezdin. This is what we brought down before, that this is the end of the Mishnah that says, now ugrusha, where Anisha received a get from her husband, then the locher is, if she wants to collect the ksuba now, she could only sell the property in front of Bezdin. But shleib b'fnei Bezdin, she can't. And that was the two truths from the Gemara before. Either you learn like Rabbi Yechanan that the svara usually wants to collect the ksuba is, for the husband doesn't want to make his wife be mevuza. But over here, since she's a grusha, mustomer, he hated her, it doesn't bother him to see his wife have to go to Bezdin. Or else, according to Ula, you have to say this goes according to Reb Shimon. So Gemara says now, Masni Simani, who does the Tanakhama Baal Mishnah goes like, that says that if she sold half a ksuba, when she wants to collect the rest of it, she can't sell the property only in front of Bezdin, who goes according to Reb Shimon? The Tanya would not like this. Mochra ksubasa, where she sold her ksuba ready when they were still married, or else mishkina ksubasa, she made a ksuba mashkin. Also saw ksubasa apoitiki, or else she made a ksuba apoitiki that she borrowed money, and she told the person you could collect it from this ksuba. Is liacher from another person, locher is ain la mazainis. She doesn't have a right to get mazainis anymore. Rabbi Shimon says, afa pish loy mochra, even though she did not sell it, for loy mishkina ksubasa ela machzisa, she only sold half of the ksuba, the locher is of the mazainiseho, even though she sold only part of the ksuba, and she has a right now when the husband dies to collect the rest of the ksuba, but I call upon him mezainis she doesn't get. So therefore, since she does not get mezainis, that's the pshana mishnah, that when she sells the property now for the rest of the ksuba, she could only do it in front of Bezdin. Because from Shimon's Svar in the mishnah before was, when could she sell shleib b'fnei Bezdin? Only when she's selling for mezainis. That's very urgent for her to have the money to live on. But if she's not selling it for the purpose of mezainis, just for ksuba, that's not so urgent. If Shimon says she can't sell it only in front of Bezdin. So Gemara wants to explain now, what's the machlokes of Shimon and the Tanna Kamma? Lameim l'chu, you want to tell me the Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon holds, the lo yamrina, we do not say, mixas kesef kol kesef. That a little bit of the kesef is like the whole kesef. Like here, she has a right to receive half of the ksuba. We don't consider as if she has a right to receive her whole ksuba to say that she gets mezonos. Therefore, since she sold part of the ksuba already, so she's only collecting the half, the other half of the ksuba, she does not get mezonos. That's Rav Shimon's svara. So you do not say mixas kesef is called kesef. And I'll tell you, the Rabbanan that said before, only if she sold the whole ksuba, she doesn't get mezonos. But mashma, if she only sold half of the ksuba, that now she still has to collect half of the ksuba, she gets mezonos. For Rabbanan Savri Amrina, we do say mixas kesef called kesef. Since she has a right to get half of the ksuba, part of the money, it's considered like the whole thing, that if she calls the man, she doesn't collect the rest of the ksuba after the husband dies, she would have a right to get mezonos. So that's the machlokes, do you say mixas kesef? A little bit of the money that she still has a right to collect for ksuba, is that considered like she has a right to collect the whole ksuba or not? Because when she becomes an amon and she didn't collect the ksuba at all yet, everybody agrees she has a right to get mezonos. Machlokes is where she collected half of a ksuba, and she only has a right to collect the other half, does she get mezonos or not? So Mari asked the kasha, ho'yipcha shemin lo. We hear just the opposite from this svaris. The Tanya will not like this. The pasuk says by a kohen gadol, for who isha bivsuleho. A kohen gadol, when he gets married, he's only allowed to marry a nara, and an isha that has bisulim. So we dash him prat lo bageris. He can't even marry a girl when she's 12 and a half years old. When she's a bageris already, a kohen gadol can't marry her anymore. She kolu bisuleho. Because she doesn't have a complete bisulim. The Messiah says that when a girl becomes older, she loses part of her psulim. So since she doesn't have a complete psulim, the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Hazal Techachamin. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, Babageris. They all know a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Bageris. So here you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a mix has psulim. Since the Bageris Lamaisa, she did not live with a man yet. So she still has a psulim. Just part of it went away already. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mixas, the little bit of psulim that's left by her, is considered like she's still called the whole psula. And therefore, Kohen Gadol isn't allowed to marry her. And according to Ramei, like our Chum, we see just the opposite. That when she's missing a little bit of psulim, it's considered like she doesn't have any more psulim. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Hosan b'kroi pligi. Over there, by Kohen Gadol, it's not a machlokes in Svara, it's a machlokes haradashim psukim. That Ramei holds really psula. When the Torah just says the word psula, true. Afilu mixas psulim. It would even be mashm a little bit psulim would also be called good. Because meikar ha-svara Ramei holds, the Chum holds, a little bit is like the whole thing. But here the Torah says psuleho. It says an extra yud. So in the extra yud we darshan adika kula psulim. That a Kohen Gadol could only marry a nara when she has a complete psulim. Then the pasuk says an extra beis bibsuleho. That we darshan b'kadark in shaloi kadark aloi. She's only also to a kohen gadol if another man live with her kadarka, like broke b'sulim. But if another man live with this girl when she's a nara, shaloi kadarka, not in the right manner, not in the right way, the other way, that did not break b'sulim to the back. So then we say she's still mutter to a kohen gadol. That's where Ramea darshans. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, they say no. That they hold Meikar HaSvari is Besula. When the Torah would have just said the word Besula, that a Kohen Gadol could only marry a Besula, a girl that has Besulim, I would have said Shleima Mashma. But that's Reb Shimon Savara. Mixas a little bit Besulim is not called like she has Besulim. So the Torah says Besula, I would have thought it means she has to be a complete Besula. But now the Torah says the word Besuleho with an extra Yud, it comes to teach us that Afilu Mixas Besulim. Even though the girl is already a bageris, that part of a psulim I'm missing already. But I call upon him, since she still has a mixas psulim, that's enough. Her kohen gadol is still allowed to marry her. Then the pasuk says the extra beis bibsuleho. That means to tell her she a kol bisuler kayomim. That she has to have all her psulim there. What does that mean to tell us? Bein bikadarka, bein shalai kadarka. Whether a man lived with this girl, whether he lived with her in the normal manner, the broke psulim, or else even in a case where a man lived with this girl, shaloi kadarka, through the back, and it did not break her psulim, even so she's also to kohen gadol. That's what Rabbi Shimon darshins. But I call upon him here, the sforas are totally in psukim. But without this extra psukim, the sforas would have been the way we're saying by us, that Reb Shimon holds mikra svar miksas, a little bit, is not called like the whole thing, and the Rabbanan say yes, a little bit is considered like the whole thing. Therefore, as long as she has a right to collect a little bit of a ksuba still, it's considered like she still did not collect a ksuba, and according to Chachamim, when the husband dies, she's called an amana now that has a right to collect mezonos, and according to Reb Shimon, since she already received part of the ksuba, and she only has a miksas to collect, it's not considered like the whole ksuba is there to be collected, therefore she does not have a right to receive mezonos. Alright, we'll stop here.